A court in the Central African country of Rwanda sentenced Chinese man Sun Shu Jun to 20 years in jail last month. Sun was found guilty after a video of him whipping a worker spread across the internet. The case angered many Africans. Following the decision, the Chinese embassy in the Rwandan capital of Kigali made a rare statement. It warned its citizens in Rwanda to follow local laws. The Business and Human Rights Resource Center released a report on the subject last year. The nonprofit Britain-based group found 181 claims of human rights abuses connected to Chinese investment activities in Africa between 2013 and 2020. Many of the incidents were in Uganda, Kenya, Zimbabwe, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Last year, a Kenyan worker was awarded more than $25,000 by a court after he was beaten by his Chinese restaurant employer. A Kenyan court found the man had suffered extreme abuse. There have also been reports of Chinese employers mistreating local people who worked on a Chinese-built railway in Kenya. The Standard newspaper reported about that in 2018. The Democratic Republic of Congo is estimated to be rich in mineral resources. The country also has a large number of mines that are operated by Chinese companies. Claims of abuse have also been reported there. A Congolese investigative journalist released a report detailing how small Chinese-owned mines are using child labor. Josue Kachal is a lawyer from a Congolese nonprofit legal assistance group. He represented a local miner who was injured in an accident at a Chinese mine. A court decision ordered the mine to pay the workers' hospital costs and lost earnings. There are lots of violations of workers' rights, Kachal told VOA. In Zimbabwe, there also have been reports of abuses by Chinese employers. In 2020, a Chinese employer shot and seriously injured two Zimbabwean workers after a pay dispute at a mine in the town of Gweru. The employer was charged with attempted murder, and the case is still being tried. Shimizu Mtizi is a director of the Zimbabwe Environmental Law Association. He said, Zella is aware of several cases of abuse of Zimbabwean workers by Chinese employers, and this happens on a regular basis at some of the Chinese mining companies. He commented, I think the problem is they see themselves as superior. Mtizi said workers at Chinese-owned mines in the country are paid little and given poor protective equipment. But he noted it falls on the Zimbabwean government to enforce workplace rules and protect its citizens. And he says the government is failing to do so because China is the country's largest foreign investor. The challenge is the Chinese appear to be getting some protection either from government or some politicians, so they normally get away with it, he said. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has pushed China's Belt and Road Initiative. It provides money for development projects. With it, China has gained influence in Africa. African countries favor China's loans that do not include human rights requirements. The Chinese embassy in Namibia published a guide recently to answer some of these incidents. It included advice on how to deal with pay disputes with local workers, not using firearms to threaten workers, and not intimidating or coercing workers through physical abuse. And it advised to always deal with incidents by involving local officials instead of taking things into one's own hands. I'm Katie Weaver.